Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation among the BIMSTEC countries. Prime Minister expresses concern over safety and security of minorities in Bangladesh in his meeting with the country's chief advisor, Muhammad Yunus. Centre approves 4 railway projects to enhance infrastructural development on busiest sections in Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh. Budget session of Parliament concludes with both houses adjourned sine die. Many important bills, including the Waqf Amendment Bill, passed during the session. DRDO and Indian Army conduct 4 successful flight tests of the Army version of medium-range surface-to-air missile. And in IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians elect to field against hosts Lucknow Super Giants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. BIMSTEC stands for Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation. Participating in 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, the Prime Minister proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. The action plan focuses on strengthening business ties, harnessing the potential of the IT sector, and collaborating on disaster management, particularly in light of the recent earthquakes in Myanmar and Thailand. The Prime Minister announced a new program, Bodhi, for skilling the youth. Bodhi stands for BIMSTEC for Organized Development of Human Resource Infrastructure. Under this, training and scholarships would be provided to professionals, students, researchers, diplomats and others. Mr. Modi offered his condolences on the loss of lives in the devastating earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand. He thanked his Thai counterpart, Petong Tan Shinawa, for successfully steering the BIMSTEC group. The Prime Minister also had a meeting with the King and Queen of Thailand at Dusit Palace in Bangkok. During the meeting, they exchanged views on shared cultural heritage between India and Thailand and ways to further strengthen the multifaceted ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC meeting in Thailand today. During his meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, the Prime Minister reiterated India's support for peace, stability, inclusivity and democracy in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India remains committed to a constructive and people-centric relationship with Bangladesh. Briefing media in Bangkok, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister expressed concerns relating to the safety and security of minorities in Bangladesh, including Hindus.
Prime Minister also urged in this regard that any rhetoric that vitiates the environment is best avoided. On the border, strict enforcement of the law and the prevention of illegal border crossings, especially at night, is necessary for maintaining border security and stability. Prime Minister also underlined India's concerns related to the safety and security of minorities in Bangladesh, including Hindus, and expressed his expectation that the government of Bangladesh would ensure their security.
During the meeting with his Nepalese counterpart, K.P. Sharma Oli, Prime Minister Modi said, India attaches immense priority to relations with Nepal. Both leaders discussed different aspects of India-Nepal friendship. Earlier, Mr. Modi held bilateral talks with Myanmar's senior general, Min Aung Hlaing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Colombo on a 3-day state visit at the invitation of President Anuraag Kumara Dissanayake. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commenced his official visit to Sri Lanka as he arrived at Colombo tonight. This is PM Modi's 4th visit to the island nation 6 years after his previous one in 2019. The Indian leader is being welcomed through several performances exemplifying the shared cultural heritage between the two nations. During the visit, the Indian Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with the Sri Lankan leadership on multiple facets of the bilateral relations and inaugurate projects executed in Sri Lanka under Indian assistance. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, has said that the Prime Minister will witness signing of agreements in various sectors, including defence and energy.
We of course expect a number of outcomes. There will be agreements that are being prepared for signing, which may include areas like health, they will be on digitization, on defense, on energy. So we make the formal announcements, you will have all the details.
Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
The Union Cabinet has approved four projects of Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 18,658 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the projects cover 15 districts in three states, Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh, and will increase existing network of Indian Railways by about 1,247 kilometres. He said these projects include Sambalpur-Jarpara, Jharsuguda-Sasan, Kharsia-Naya-Raipur, Parmal-Kasa and Gondia-Balhar-Shah sections. The minister said these multi-tracking proposals will ease operations and reduce congestion, providing the much-required infrastructural development on the busiest sections across railways.
Talcher Angul se leke all the way to Sambalpur city abhi double line hai. Is double line ko ab third and fourth yani quadrupling karenge. Four lines yahan par banengi. Is project mein bhi bahut significant investment jayega. 3917 crore aur extremely busy area ye Paradip port, Dhamra port aur niche Gopalpur port aur idhar Talcher Angul, Sambalpur, Jharsuguda aur aage fir Raipur wali side, Bilaspur wali side. Isse bahut Odisha ki GDP mein increase aayega, desh ki GDP mein bhi increase aayega aur Talcher Sambalpur area mein bahut achhi economic activities isse badhegi.
The Union Cabinet has also approved Vibrant Villages Program 2 with 100% central funding with total outlay of 6839 crore rupees. The program would help in comprehensive development of the villages located in the blocks abutting international land borders.
प्रधानमंत्री जी ने इस प्रोजेक्ट पे सेकंड इसका फेज अप्रूव किया इंडो चाइना बॉर्डर पे 2023 में फर्स्ट फेज हुआ था कवर और आज सेकंड फेज कवर हुआ जिसमें 6839 करोड़ रुपीस से और नए प्रोजेक्ट्स ऐड हुए अब उसके अलावा जितने भी प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं बाकी जितने भी एरियाज हैं गुजरात के राजस्थान के पंजाब के और इधर Bangladesh se related border area, Mizoram, Myanmar se related area. In sab ko cover karke ek second phase iska chalu kiya hai.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Vibrant Villages program has been a game-changing medium to transform the country's border villages into the nerve centers of growth and development. In a social media post, Mr. Shah hailed the Union Cabinet decision to approve Vibrant Villages program too. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The budget session of Parliament concluded today with both the Houses adjourning sine die. The session had commenced on the 31st of January. In his valedictory address in Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 118% productivity during the budget session. He said the lower house passed 16 bills during the session.
इस सत्र में हमने 26 बेड के की तथा कुल उत्पादकता 118% से अधिक रही। केंद्रीय बजट पर चर्चा में 169 सदस्यों ने भाग लिया। सत्र के दौरान 10 सरकारी विधेयक पूरे स्थापित किए गए व संशोधन विधेयक सहित 16 विधेयक पारित किए गए
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has described the budget session which concluded today as very productive briefing the media in New Delhi today he said there was not a single disruption during the discussion over the Waqf Amendment Bill and there has never been this much discussion in parliamentary history
In Lok Sabha, we had discussed on the demands for grants related to the Ministry of Railways, Jal Shakti, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare. And in Rajya Sabha, we discussed the working of the Ministries of Education, Railways, Health and Family Welfare and Ministry of Home Affairs. So we had a very productive session.
Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Army today conducted 4 successful flight tests of the Army version of the medium-range surface-to-air missile from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. The Defence Ministry said the missiles intercepted the aerial targets and destroyed them, registering direct hits. A report.
The trials were carried out to intercept 4 targets at long and short range and high and low altitude, proving the operational capability. The tests were carried out with the weapon system in operational condition. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has congratulated DRDO, the Indian Army and others for the successful flight tests. He said the tests have re-established the capability of the weapon system in intercepting targets at critical ranges. With Dipendra, Tripti Srivastav, Akashwani News.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the impact of artificial intelligence on ordinary citizens must be a central point of the AI regulatory regime. Addressing a book release function in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Dhankar stressed the need for enforceable rights to protect citizens from AI, such as the right to explanation and the right to contest automated decisions. Tremors were felt across Delhi NCR as an earthquake of 5.0 magnitude on the Richter scale struck Nepal this evening. The National Center for Seismology said the epicenter was located at a depth of 20 kilometers in the neighboring country. Legendary actor and filmmaker Manoj Kumar passed away in Mumbai today. He was 87. Manoj Kumar's son Kunal Goswami said the veteran actor breathed his last early this morning following illness. The last rites of the renowned actor will be performed at Vileparle in Mumbai tomorrow morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of the legendary actor. China announced additional tariffs of 34% on US goods today, the most serious escalation in a trade war with US President Donald Trump that has fed fears of a recession. In the standoff between the world's top 2 economies, China also announced controls on exports of some rare earths and filed a complaint at the World Trade Organization. Nations from Canada to China have readied retaliation in a mounting trade war after Mr. Trump raised US tariff barriers to their highest level in more than a century this week. Investment bank JP Morgan said it now sees a 60% chance of the global economy entering recession by year-end. US stock futures fell sharply today, signaling more losses on Wall Street. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions over parts of northwest India during the next 5 to 6 days. According to the IMD, heatwave conditions will likely be over Himachal Pradesh during the next 3 days and over Delhi, Haryana, Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Gujarat till the 9th of this month. The weather agency has also forecast heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, South Interior Karnataka, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. In IPL cricket, IPL T20 cricket, hosts Lucknow Super Giants were 207 in 19.4 overs against Mumbai Indians when reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and elected to field at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. At the World Boxing Cup 2025, Hitesh has become the first Indian boxer to reach the final of men's 70kg category in Brazil today, ensuring a silver medal for the country. He defeated Marcin Traoré of France 5-0 in the semi-finals. India will launch a pioneering interministerial scientific study to address zoonotic spillover risks at the human-wildlife-environment interface. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation among the BIMSTEC countries. Prime Minister expresses concern over safety and security of minorities in Bangladesh in his meeting with the country's chief advisor, Muhammad Yunus. Centre approves 4 railway projects to enhance infrastructural development on busiest sections in Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh. Budget session of Parliament concludes with both houses adjourned sin die. Many important bills, including the Waqf Amendment Bill, passed during the session. DRDO and Indian Army conduct 4 successful flight tests of the Army version of medium-range surface-to-air missile. And in IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians elect to field against hosts Lucknow Super Giants. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.